Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
Little Robert Cray bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We update that every single day. Brand new video will be up today. No, actually, we put it up over the weekend, so it'll be up. Another new one will be up in a day or so. So, but check that one out. And by the way, that one's on Father's Day. So see what I've got to say about father's love. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the chief economist for the NFIB. And his survey, Small Business Optimism Survey, NFIB Survey of Small Business Optimism, we've been covering now for 12 years with Bill. He's been producing it for almost 40 years. It is the gold standard. Bill, thanks again for hanging out with us. I sure am looking forward to when you and I can have more fun doing these interviews. With regard to the content, I always enjoy having you here, but I sure am looking forward to you bringing us happier news.
Yeah, well, you know, we have to wait, of course, for our colleagues out there and small business on Main Street to become a little more optimistic, and we know what's really standing in the way. I mean, the big blockage at the door to a brighter future is Washington and the size of government and the inability of our leadership to deal with the issues that we face that ordinary people now understand what they look like, especially as we watch Europe and say, hey, you know, we're just right behind them in terms of our misbehavior. We owe more than we earn every year now.
Aren't we watching Europe and saying that's our movie that we haven't made yet?
Well,
Yeah,
we're making it. That's it. But we just, we just aren't as far along.
We haven't finished it.
Yeah, so we have, you know, $16 trillion in debt, which is larger than our income now.
Yeah.
And we're lucky we're financing at 2%. But if you had to finance that at 6%, like Spain and Italy and all those others are having to borrow, well, that means the tax burden on you and I would triple from, you know, $500 billion to $1.5 trillion just to pay interest on the debt, $1.5 trillion. So divide that by 300 million people and see how much that is. That's huge.
Yeah,
huge.
Yeah, it's amazing. And so let's get into some of the specifics. Labor market, 51% of your owners responded that they either hired or tried to hire, but a third of all owners couldn't find enough people to couldn't find people to hire because they couldn't find qualified folks.
Yeah, that's right. Or if you look at it, just at the percent of those who were trying to hire, why? You know, 3 out of 4 who hired or tried to hire said there were few or no qualified applicants. So that continues to be, you know, a problem out there, even in a weak economy. So I guess the
people
fact that job opening...
We don't have enough people that are ready and qualified for 21st century jobs. Now, at some point in time, though, Bill, just the long-term unemployment situation is creating that. If you're not working, you can't be building skills.
Well, that's right. Skills deteriorate, you know, especially if you're, you know, in the computer industry or something like that. I mean, stuff moves quickly, and if you're not kind of working there, and you also develop the bad habits. You find it, if you've been out of work for a year, and then you finally get a job, you find it hard to get up in the morning,
right,
and get back to work. So, just in general, you know, your ability to function as a good worker deteriorates when you're not using those skills, and that's not good for us. And, of course, we have lots of talented people who are going ahead and leaving the labor force because they can't find a place to use their skill set. So very qualified older folk are leaving the labor force.
Sales are down, too, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. You know, we've had some really disappointing retail sales numbers in the last month or two. Consumers are spending a little less, and the savings rate's down because income isn't growing. I mean, so... What spending we saw, the pickup in spending we saw earlier in the year was really financed out of saving, and that's not a good way to do it. We wanted financed out of growing income, and that's not happening.
Mm-hmm. And capital spending is up a little bit, but not much. And consumer, business credit is still pretty much being handled, isn't it?
Yep. There's, we still have the big problem we have at the banks is that qualified applicants are not coming in. And as the NFIB's study shows, most of the owners aren't interested in a loan because they can't figure out how to deploy it, how to invest it in either people or expansion or new equipment in ways that'll pay back. And, of course, that's the key part. So being very uncertain about the future, seeing our Congress not acting to solve the problem, seeing what's happening in Europe, they say, well, we're just going to wait until things look better or at least more certain so we have an idea which direction we're going to go in.
Well, and here's another thing, Bill, that's really been tough. Big businesses are pulling back too. And a lot of the things that they do through small businesses. And when big businesses are hoarding cash and knocking their big dents in their budget, that's hurting small business, the business to business side of Main Street. What do you think?
Oh, sure. Lots of our small businesses are in a supply chain that end up, with a big business somewhere, maybe an exporter, a big manufacturer, or a big provider of services and so on, or a big retailer like Walmart, for example. So, we're all linked together. So when spending goes down, when they start to get squeezed, of course, they squeeze back down the supply chain, and that hits us.
Well, and I'll tell you, Bill, I hate to wish my life away because I don't have, at my age, that's not a good plan. But I sure am looking forward to getting November 6th behind us.
Yeah.
This
I think
uncertainty
most people are.
Of this election is really becoming very heavy. When we come back, folks, there's some things going on in the banking industry that, I've been talking about, and I'm going to be talking more about it. We're going to expose some of the issues that you need to know about as a small business owner with our good friend Bill Dunkelberg after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.